podcast is entitled Houston, We Have a Problem. It's an idea about why America's political response to global warming has been so sluggish. I was talking to my brother recently about some articles, pro and con, about global warming science and speculation. Is global warming really happening, and is it human-induced as a result of the burning of fossil fuels and widespread tropical deforestation? Or is it a naturally occurring warming trend, perhaps a bounce back from the little ice age that officially ended in the middle of the 1800s? I believe it is happening as a result of human activities. My brother does, but he is wavering as a result of yet another anomalous cold winter in the Northeast U.S., along with a series of misstatements in the IPCC fourth assessment. Recently, he said something to me in a conversation about the hellish winter on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, that made me see more clearly an important underlying root of the problem to address global warming: conflicting generational perspectives on the future. Let's take a step backwards. Many people, myself included, have talked and written about the time perspective of policymakers. For example, in the United States, we say that the attention span of a congressperson in the House of Representatives is 2 years, the time she or he must run again for re-election. For a senator, it is 6 years between elections. For a president, it is 4 years. This is meant to imply that the politicians would deal with the issues that are within their specific times in office between elections. They hope to be reelected by appealing to the short-term interests of and benefits to their constituents. My brother, who is now in his early 70s, suggested that he cared most about the climate of the next decade or two. That got me to thinking. Maybe a 50-year-old person would care only about the next 30 years, and the 30-year-old person about the next 50 years, and the 20-year-old person about the next 60 years, not more. The point is that each generation has a different perspective on urgency and the need to act in the face of a slow-onset, incremental, varying, but cumulative increase in global temperature. After 10 years or so passes, the problem and attempts at its solution seems to fall on the shoulders of the next generation of decision-makers. And so it goes in my country.